Hey everybody, welcome to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. NC Football 12 news is upon us, and in a big way. It's a busy week. Let's get to the news that we've heard so far to start off this week. The first news, Mark Ingram named the NC Football 12 cover athlete the winner of the Facebook voting. Tommy, what do you think about Ingram as the cover athlete?
I think he was the clear choice. I mean, obviously a lot of fans of the other athletes as well, but he was kind of the one that even non-fans of the particular schools could kind of rally behind. A Heisman winner, that kind of, you know, puts you over the edge to a degree.
If your candidate did not win the cover, there's still good news. EA Sports has announced that as we get closer to release of the game on July 12th, they will be putting out printable files with Fairley on the cover, Locker on the cover, or Murray on the cover. So if you wanted one of those three to be on the cover, you can print out your own custom cover straight from EA Sports. Kicking off the news was a blog from NCAA football executive producer Roy Harvey. Tommy, talk about Roy's blog and what he covered a little bit.
Basically, he kind of came back, and last year he started off things for NCAA Football 11 News, announcing a new game plan, basically that their focus is on core experience, authenticity, and innovation. And then this year, coming back, he says that is still, there's still fundamental strategy. I think everybody would agree that 11, you know, began to deliver on those exact things. It's in most gamers' opinions, it was a fairly good leap from 10 to 11, focusing on those particular items. He also mentioned in there that they did receive a lot of emails. They look at forums and read through surveys and everything like that, and basically said that he wants it to keep coming. Even at the bottom, he says, you can still email me at NCAAfootballfeedback@EA.com. So always feel free to send an email to that. And as he mentioned, he may not reply back to you, but he will definitely read it. So that's very encouraging in my opinion.
In his blog, Roy does give away a new small addition coming to the game. And it's something people started asking for a lot last year, was in new stadium sound situations for team entrances. In his blog, he just mentions that this year we can customize entrance music. We've been able to get clarification on how this works exactly, and we'll go through it real quickly. Technically, there's going to be three new additions to the stadium sounds situations when you go and edit this on your console. The first one is called Anticipation, the second is called Entrance or Runout, and the third is a longer one basically for both of them. If you want to fire up NCAA 11, you can kind of see where these fit in. Anticipation is basically after you see the monolith and before the team comes out of the tunnel. The runout is everything basically from the tunnel runout on. The one that is both will be if you have a longer file, maybe you want a sound to build up and you want to time it just right to play as the team comes out and through the tunnel. Now that we know we can customize music for team entrances, let's go right into this sizzle video which came out this week, and it highlighted a bunch of team entrances, some brand new, some expanded and built upon from last year's game. From the video and screenshots that we've seen so far, Tommy, you've done a great job pulling out screenshots, which are visible on our NCAA Football 12 Information Central page. We know that here are some of the new or improved or expanded team entrances. Boston College, Colorado, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Indiana, Oklahoma, Oregon, Purdue, Southern Cal, Tennessee, Texas, and I'm sure there's probably even more than that. Along with that, in the sizzle video, we see cutscenes of coaches and bands, leading to some speculation on how big of a role coaches will play in the game that we still have not heard anything on. And we also see, towards the end of the video, a lot of new tackling animations, which we have found out are part of an all-new collision and tackling system. Last night, EB Games / GameStop put out their official release on the game with a little more game info than we had before. They spilled the beans on Oklahoma's Sooner Schooner being in the team entrance, but then they did talk about this new tackling engine, and I'll read this exactly, and Tommy, I'll let you speculate or maybe talk about what we think so far. Enhanced tackling engine. Your college game day experience rises to a whole new level with an all-new momentum-based collision and tackling system that allows you to control the player through the moment of impact. Tommy, people wanted improvement to defense this year in NCAA Football 12. Granted, we don't have gameplay yet. We don't know what's going on exactly. We know from the early Madden podcast that the Central Gameplay team said they want to work on reducing suction blocking, they want to work on zone defense, and now through this product release, we are hearing about a, quote, enhanced tackling engine. It sounds awfully good right now for the guys who wanted defense to have some teeth in NCAA 12.
Yeah, definitely. It's great to hear that they are obviously, you know, working on defense. That was probably one of the bigger complaints of a lot of people last year, and actually in years past, that you know, offense is much more powered than defense. And with this new enhanced tackling system, it sounds like, for the most part, that you actually have to make contact with the player instead of, you know, in years past, you would kind of have a warp that once you got kind of in a near radius to the player, that it would finish off the tackle for you. This actually sounds like you have to actually hit them, which can be good and bad. It can be good, obviously, that you have full control over that. But then as well, for the guys that are relying on hit stick, I'm assuming that you're going to have to make sure that that hit stick actually makes contact with them, or otherwise they're just going to blow right by you.
In Roy's blog and also in screenshots and now the sizzle video that we've seen, we've learned about more, quote, small touches that have been added to the game, including bowl patches. That also includes conference championship game patches, which appear on uniforms for those games. Dreadlocks we've seen, and we know they are in the game. Roy talks about band placement, which to me confirms they'll be in the game, especially when you combine that with the sizzle video, and we see Penn State's band in a cutscene. That was something they asked the community just a few weeks ago, really. They asked them for band placement, band information. We thought it was for a future version of the game. Based on what we've seen so far, I would say that they must have decided the info was good and came in quick, because it looks like it's an NCAA 12. And also, Roy mentioned that a lot of the feedback helped them with uniform and mascot details. We know from some screenshots Michigan State has their updated uniforms. We know the 2010 Pro Combats are in the game based off the pre-orders and also the early screenshots of Florida and Miami. Tommy, how important are small details to you? I see on the forums everywhere I go to, you know, you have one group of guys who love the small details, another group of guys who say, who cares? For you personally, where do you fall on the spectrum?
I kind of fall in the middle of that. I mean, I like the small details. They definitely put a good game over the top. It's one of those things that it's not going to be, in my opinion, it's not going to be the one selling feature for the game, but it's definitely going to add some nuances that make the game that much better. I love that they're adding bowl patches. I mean, especially for people that play online dynasties, that's going to make it even bigger for when you're, you know, capturing screenshots and writing up your articles and things like that. It's going to make it, you know, just a nice little touch. But again, it's not the game seller for me personally.
Well, I think we all agree gameplay is the most important thing, and that's what keeps you playing after a couple weeks. I think it's smaller presentation details that keep you playing for months when you might normally get tired of a game. And I would say I've never heard of a game being considered by either a media site, a fan site, or generally a community member at large that didn't have a lot of small touches and details. I've never heard of a sports game with a lot of praise that didn't have those things. So I think they are imperative. Now, we always have the argument, well, did it come at the expense of other features? From what we know of the NCAA football team, they have a group that does just presentation, visuals. Realistically, should not have cut into any kind of gameplay. So I'm all for small touches, presentation, anything they can do. And generally at large, the sizzle video with these entrances has been a huge hit. If you go to Twitter, you read comments, you go to Facebook, you go to YouTube, read the comments, what people are saying. People love this stuff. They eat it up. They want their team correct. And that's what with college football game, you have 120 fan bases that want their school represented down to a T, but the other ones can all go to hell, basically. but I think a lot of college football fans, they want that realism. They want it in there from all the way, starting with gameplay, all the way down to presentation and details. Last week, Operation Sports, they were out at the EA Sports season opener event in San Francisco, and they were able to get some iPhone pictures, kind of off-camera pictures of the game, and that was our first indication that the game would be highlighting more presentation items, would we have more team entrances, etc. Some of the pictures we saw, they showed a foot in the snow, which looked very impressive. It appeared to also give away something we haven't heard much about yet, more ESPN integration. Last night when we were doing our pre-production meeting, you were able to notice a new end of what appears to be at least a new end of quarter cutscene with some ESPN graphics. What did you think of the OS screenshots or screens that they were able to get from that event, Tommy?
Well, the screenshots gave us our first look at some of the new things they were doing with entrances and things like that that we eventually saw in the sizzle video. But then, like you mentioned, kind of the something that I guess didn't really hit home for a lot of people was that, you know, it appears as though between quarters you'll see, it appears to be cutscenes. Looks like maybe one might be a highlight play or something like that. It looks really interesting. I mean, it's one of those things that it's going to kind of immerse you more into the ESPN broadcast, especially, you know, as they're going to commercial on ESPN, they'll show scenes that that of highlights that have just happened or something like that. So, I mean, something like this is a small touch again, but it's something that's going to immerse you back into the game, and especially if it's, you know, the big play that you just scored just before the end of the quarter or something like that. It's going to hit home even more that that score that just happened is the one that determined the current quarter score.
Last week, we also reached the final conclusion of the 25 new plays, the 25 plays in 25 days. As I showed us the 25 plays, that wasn't them saying that there's only 25 new plays. They had just picked 25 plays for various reasons, offensively and defensively. If you want to see the whole list, make sure to come over to thegamingtailgate.com. We also were able to get details on the pre-order bonuses for NCAA Football 12. Amazon is offering what they're calling the NCAA Football 12 Starter Guide, quote, which is your handbook for the most essential offensive and defensive plays. Tommy, you and I talked before the show. To us, that sounds like it's some sort of mini strategy guide. EB Games and GameStop, owned by the same people, basically the same company, they are offering, if you pre-order the game, 5 Nike Pro Combat uniforms, and they list that as, quote-unquote, GameStop exclusive, which to me indicates you will not be able to buy these, which is disappointing for fans of these schools. The 5 Nike Pro Combats you can get if you pre-order from EB Games or GameStop: TCU, Ohio State, Boise State, Pittsburgh, and Virginia Tech. Also, it's something that's been kind of under the radar. We mentioned it a few months ago in a podcast, and the community hasn't picked up on it yet. But the official press release yesterday that came out for NCAA Football 12, the game this year is only on 360 and PS3, no PS2 version, unless that's something they roll out. I do expect an iPhone version later on, but last year they snuck that out June or July with no hype or no pre-released information on it. Also, we want to let you know that later this week, right now we're recording this on April 20th, very soon this week we're going to have another show. We can't tell you right now what's going to be on it, but I will say this, we're going to have a lot more stuff, and we do know gameplay information coming soon as well for the game. So, Tommy, it's going to be a pretty big show. Am I right or wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to tease too much, but it's definitely something that you may want to make sure to tune back in for.
And I guess, like we had earlier in the show, we had the information on the stadium sounds. You didn't hear it anywhere else. EA Sports was gracious enough to get us the information on that early. Tommy, we've got a lot of information. We got to continue with the tradition. As of April 20th, 2011, how many days are we away from the release of NCAA Football 12 with Mark Ingram on the cover?
We now have 83 days remaining. It's one of those things that it's kind of tough. You hear all of this new information this early in the process, so it makes you want to get the game even sooner. So about under 3 months now, so still a while that we'll have to wait, but hopefully EA will kind of keep providing us information as we go through the process.
For Tommy, this is Chris. Everyone, thank you for listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. Check us out at thegamingtailgate.com. Email us your thoughts, questions, and comments to podcast@thegamingtailgate.com.